We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk on a Wednesday afternoon. Mark Menard in for Christian Garrick along with Bobby Hebert. And it's time to take a look at the racetrack. The NASCAR report, we bring in WWL's Tim Zimmer. And, Tim, a big weekend for Kyle Busch last weekend on the track. Wasn't that who you picked last week when you were on with us?
Yeah, I'm actually a little disappointed in myself because this was, like, the only week this season that I did not bet on NASCAR. I bet on NASCAR every week this year.
No, Tim, come on. Now, Tim, it was his 36th birthday. How can you not bet on him?
Well, I had a ticket on Sam Burns to win in the PGA, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna watch some golf this weekend. Hopefully, Sam Burns wins. He got the win at the Valspar in the PGA, so I was happy that I won that. And I just, you know, I didn't feel like betting on NASCAR. I just thought I'd enjoy golf and watch a little NASCAR this weekend. But I did say last week I was like, in the Bushy McBush race 400, who's gonna win? There's two guys that I'm like, I don't care what the stats say. In the Bushy McBush race, that was the name of the race, I'm going Kyle Busch, and I'm driving the guy who drives the Busch Light car, Kevin Harvick. Who finishes first? Kyle Busch. Who finishes second? Kevin Harvick.
Yeah.
I don't believe in coincidences, but, I mean, you couldn't have written a better script for that sponsor for that race in Kansas Speedway. I mean, it was quite the ending and quite the finish there.
Now, you know, Tim, I'm going to ask you down the road because I like your logic there. But you look at Kyle Busch celebrating his 36th birthday. Now, he only won a two-lap sprint when you consider it the Kansas Speedway, like you said. Now, boy, to me, this season's unusual in NASCAR because you've had 10 different winners through the first 11 races of NASCAR Cup Series this season.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this race was an interesting race because Kyle Larson had the best car in the race. Kyle Larson was probably going to win the race, but a late caution comes out, and when late cautions come out of NASCAR, they breed more cautions. And then you saw Denny Hamlin take the lead late in the race. What happens to Denny Hamlin? He wrecks basically from the lead and basically causes another caution. So, Kyle Larson goes from almost winning the race to basically back in the lead, getting the second. Then, you know, Denny Hamlin jumps him. He wrecks. Another caution comes out, and during that caution, Kyle Larson is trying to fend off Ryan Blaney from behind. They get together. They have two of the, you know, four fastest cars in the race. They hit each other. They get knocked out the race. And then basically you have Kyle Busch left, who's probably got a top three car remaining. He has by far the fastest car left, and the only guy who could really catch him was Kevin Harvick because Kevin Harvick had the freshest tires. While everybody was basically running it out, trying to win the race at the end, Kevin Harvick is going to the pits getting new tires and saying, well, I'm in 7th, 8th place. I have no reason to, you know, sit out here and basically let the leaders, you know, I'm going to go get fresh tires. And as those cautions kept building up, as those laps wound down, I mean, Kevin Harvick had the best tires. I think if there's five more laps, Kevin Harvick probably wins the race. But it really comes down to who's out front at the very end. And, I mean, Kyle Busch gets the win, and that's well-deserved because it was his birthday. He did have a fast car, so, well, it was a deserved win. It wasn't like it was a fluke. And, I mean, anytime Kyle Busch wins, I mean, he's one of the best drivers in NASCAR. I mean, not in the last year and a half just because he's had some bad luck, and a lot of that has to do with practice. His team's so good at making adjustments. His team's so good at, you know, just doing well on the go and making the car better. And this year with COVID protocols, there is no practice. So that's really hurt his team all season. And I think it's finally good that he gets a win. And now you have, like you said, 10 winners and you still don't have the two drivers from last year who have the best, you know, the best drivers from last year were Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin, and neither of those guys have wins. Now you're at Darlington this weekend, and that's like that's their best racetrack, so wouldn't be shocked if you see 11th win the winner this weekend.
Now, you know, Tim, you mentioned Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick, and all of a sudden he ends up the restart. He finishes second. But if you're watching the whole race, now Brad Keselowski kind of dominated the early laps, you know, before following his win at Talladega last week, and then he ended up finishing third. So what did you think, your take on Brad Keselowski going forward?
Yeah, Brad Keselowski, he's been pretty good lately ever since, you know, I would say Atlanta this year or maybe the Bristol dirt track. I mean, Brad Keselowski's been putting it on, and he already has a win this year, so that's good for him. He's locked himself in the playoffs. And I just think with Keselowski getting better and better, I think he's a guy that's going to contend for a championship. He's won one before. I just think those Penske cars, they're gonna thrive off the short tracks. They're gonna thrive off the super speedways like Talladega and Daytona, because you still have one of those races each left this year. I think Brad Keselowski's fine. I mean, he's in a good team. He's got everything. He's got the car. I think he's kind of a guy that's going under the radar, because when it comes to NASCAR this year, it's kind of weird because the guy who leads the lap and leads the first stage or two, you know, Kyle Busch won stage one, then Keselowski won stage two. The guy who kind of leads early never really wins the race. It's kind of like whoever has the best car with like 20 laps to go seems to be winning these races this year. So, I mean, early speed means a lot because obviously you have a good car, but it doesn't mean like you're guaranteed to win like last year.
Right.
Last year, Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, they win stage one, they'd win stage two, and they would basically sweep the race, or they'd win stage two.
It's not happening.
And then,
this
you know,
year.
Bye-bye in stage three, you can't catch them. This year, it's kind of like whoever has the best car late in the race, who's making those adjustments, is doing that. And I mean, Keselowski's team's really good. I think that Todd Gordon is his crew chief. So I mean, they have a good team. They have Penske Ford. I think one of those two drivers between Logano and Keselowski, they're definitely going to be in the final four for the championship, if not both of them.
Now, Tim, before we let you run, what's up this weekend? You know, after you look at the Kansas Speedway, what's up this weekend?
Yeah, they're going back to Darlington. If you remember when NASCAR restarted, they stopped the season in Atlanta last year, didn't get the race in. They came back. The first race of the season was in Darlington,
right?
And then they raced again. I think on Wednesday of that, they raced on Sunday, and I think again on Wednesday. And you saw the two winners that last year were Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick. I think you're going to see one of those two guys win this weekend because Denny Hamlin's hitting like he's almost there. He's pushing through that door trying to get that first win. And I think Kevin Harvick, you've seen since Talladega, he's peaking. He's starting to gradually make his way better and better and better. He's making his car better. So if I had to pick one of the, you know, a winner of the win this weekend, I'd probably go with Harvick. I'd probably go with Hamlin. I know that's kind of like the easy way out, but I mean, at the end of the day, this is like Darlington's a hard track, and guys who are experienced drivers, guys who have won before, they're the guys you're going to see doing well because it's a hard track to turn on. It's a hard track. It's a really grueling track, to be honest. And I think I like Darlington at night. This is a day race. It's on Mother's Day, which is a little surprising because NASCAR usually doesn't race on Mother's Day. They don't want, like, the rule was they don't want their sons, you know, to, you know, get hurt on Mother's Day in front of their mothers. So they normally don't race on Mother's Day. I think with COVID this year, they've kind of redone the schedule and they had to kind of squeeze it in. But I think when you see Darlington this weekend, look for the 4 or the 11 to probably get a win.
Yeah, you know, Tim, when I look at that Kevin Harvick, considering the success, like you were saying, that 10 different winners through 11 races, so you might have 11.
I mean, you're going to probably get 14. You're going to have at least 14 winners this year.
Whoa!
You have 10 now.
Okay.
You're going to have Kevin Harvick get a win. You're going to have Denny Hamlin get a win. I'm trying to think who hasn't won this year. Kurt Busch. He hasn't won a race. He usually has something in his contract where he's obligated to win one race every year.
Yeah.
It's just one. He never wins more than one. So Kurt Busch is probably going to win a race this year, so that makes you 13. And maybe a Matthew DiBenedetto, maybe a Eric Almirola, one of those guys. Someone in one of the super speedways or the short track is going to steal a win. So you're probably going to end up with 14 winners at the end of the day. And then you're going to only have two like free agent guys who have to get in basically on points into the playoffs. So it's going to be hard if you're one of those drivers like a Ricky Stenhouse or a Tyler Reddick who's basically trying to win their way into the playoffs, but basically have the best non-winner car this season to get in there.
The NASCAR Cup Series at Darlington this Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Tim Zimmer, always appreciate all the knowledge you bring when we talk a little NASCAR. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.